go around?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I just had a call from Joe, and he says, shall I cut this PO to include the discount for payment in advance? Because he said, I've got to cut it one way or the other, and I drew a blank. I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which one in advance? There's three things we can pay in advance. One is software, one is hardware. No, one is software, one is support, and one is maintenance. There's three different things we can pay in advance.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Okay, now the support, we're not even going to take, probably. We may take it for a month, but then, so we're definitely not going to pay it in advance, the software. The support, I mean. But the software itself, we will. I guess I gotta look at that other bid real quick and decide which one. But primarily, everything we're gonna buy that we're actually gonna buy, we'll pay in advance. There's no advantage to us to waiting and paying monthly.
Well,
we have the money now, or we have the money later.
Okay, that's what
I
thought.
We don't earn any interest in having it sitting there.
He was just asking about maintenance. I didn't even think about software support. So should he not cut the order to include that?
Well, now let me get, I gotta get some procedure straight so I understand how it works, okay? If they cut the purchase order for $450,000, including everything that was on that bid,
and they're gonna cut it for $503,000.
Oh, whatever, I'm just using a figure.
Okay.
Okay, and then along the way we decide that after 2 months of paying for software support, we decide that we don't want it anymore, we cancel that by notifying them 30 days in advance like the bid said.
Yeah.
What do we do then?
We'll have to do an official cancellation.
But what does that do? Did they reduce the cost? Did they reduce their purchase order, or how does it work?
Well,
I don't know what a purchase order is really. It isn't really a check. It's just something you can write checks against, so to speak.
Yeah.
You can write requisitions against. Well, you don't have to do other requisitions, do you? Didn't the original requisition for the initial bid cover all the things that are on the purchase order?
Yeah. You will have to do another requisition next year for next year's payment.
Oh, I see. Okay. But along the way, let's say this year that we decide, you know, we have a few options left, even though we had a lot of them that we had to take out. But you know, one of them is to rent this software and not rent the software. Remember those three items? Those three rental items?
Right. Mm-hmm.
RPG assembler and mapper.
Yeah, you have to write the purchase order to include everything you might want.
Yeah, right.
And then if you don't want it, you cancel it off.
Okay. Well, then I think you'd want to do is you'd want to write the purchase order as if we're not taking any of the annual payment. I mean, you know, none of the discount. Because then if we do take them, then we would reduce the amount that we pay them, right?
We'd invoice, yeah.
So by invoicing or purchase ordering it, so to speak, the maximum give us the most latitude?
Well, yeah, only he just said he didn't want to do it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just trying to feel it out as to how
well,
this all works.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now that I think about it, I would feel it out the same way. So we are definitely planning to take the discount for the maintenance.
For the maintenance, yeah. There's no advantage for us not to do that.
Okay. And we are definitely planning to rent the software and take all the support, at least for the first month.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
We might not even take support.
If everything goes just great here during the acceptance period or whatever, then we may not do anything with it. We may decide. And the one software product called Mapper, we aren't even installing yet. I mean, I've got it, but I haven't installed it. It's very, their company, the way the company works is if you don't install it, you don't pay for it, even though you have it. So we may not rent that at all. I mean, it's possible. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Depends on what the users want here. So why don't we do this? Why don't you tell them for the maintenance, yes, we are going to do it annual in advance, and do the purchase order for everything else as if we're not.
Okay.
But for the maintenance, we know for sure we are.
Yeah, I think that sounds like the best way. The vendor can always invoice for less. You don't have to
right.
pay for everything you
right.
opted to buy.
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it that way. That gives us the most latitude, and it still answers the one we know we're going to pay in advance.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, please.
I'll try you a second.
Thanks.
Hi, Kate.
Well, hi, Joe.
What's up?
Well, I hope this isn't going to get too complicated. We do want to take the discount for the maintenance.
Okay.
I thought the way that purchase order was supposed to be written was to write it as if we were not, and then the the discount was taken from the vendor's invoicing list if we opted to do it in advance.
If you want to do that, that's fine. We just have it as separate items.
Okay.
And so I'll need to cancel those items if we're not going to take them.
Okay.
I'll need to write them in somehow or other.
You might as well go ahead and write that one in. We are definitely going to take the discount for maintenance. But Mike raised the question of what about some of the other items that we're opting to cancel with 30 days written notice to the vendor later on. We're not going to have any problems with that.
Oh, no,
uh-uh. Anything, are we?
No. We just have to cancel them and come in and write a PO change on it. So change the PO.
Okay. What will be the procedure if we do that? Do we need to write a letter to you requesting
mm-hmm.
the change and Paul write a letter permitting it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or actually, the best thing to do is just get a letter from Paul.
Ourselves.
Yeah, and then send the whole thing over. That's the best thing.
With a change notice?
Yeah, essentially. Or just, you know, or a letter requesting it. If you have your own form for a change notice, go ahead and do that.
Well, I was thinking of yours.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You can do it either way.
Okay.
It comes through, you know, both ways. But you would initiate that, and to save time, just get a note from Paul saying, yeah, it's okay to do it. And since it's in the specs, why? Then we will get it and simply amend the purchase order and write a letter to both of you.
Well, I hope we won't have to see this thing too many more times.
After
we now, get through this, we'll have it
exactly.
Done.
Okay, now we're taking the maintenance. The same with, there's also discounts on software rental.
That's what we started
talking
about.
Software support and everything.
Right.
Okay.
Just write those for the full amount.
Okay.
Because he says it's possible we're not even going to keep them all.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Well, just wanted to check. I'm writing up your payment schedule now.
Oh,
so
terrific.
We'll get her out one of these days.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, this is Kay. How are you?
Pretty good, Kay. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I'm sure I could think of something. But actually, I'm calling because Marty left me a note yesterday afternoon
where
I missed him. Is he there? Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
This is Marty.
Hi, Marty. This is Kay. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Oh, I see that Susan's sound hood came in.
Yeah.
Was there some reason?
Huh?
Was there any problem with it, or you're just letting me know?
No, I was just letting you know it came in yesterday afternoon. We're going to deliver it today.
Okay. All right. That's terrific. I guess, are you doing another receiving report on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though we didn't order it, I guess that's the way to handle it. Okay. Well,
We better not put a number on it first, though.
Oh, yeah. We're not totally sure we're going to keep it.
So I'll just send it in without a number, but we did make a receiving report.
Okay. That's fine. And what I'll do is I'll call her and tell her it's coming and that she needs to let us know if they're going to keep that one or keep the first one.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Marty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know. It takes me about 3 days some weeks.
I was hoping today was Friday.
So have I been, yeah. In fact, yesterday I thought, good grief, it can't be. We've only put in two already.
And that's a hard week, but they're all hard weeks.
It does seem that way.
I'm saying that every week now.
Well, think of all we're learning.
That's right.
Well, I just had a call from Marty, and he just got in your replacement sound hood.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking, should I put an inventory number on it? And I said, well, let's wait and see which one they want to keep.
Okay.
But anyway, they're going to bring it in to you today.
Okay.
And would you let me know after you've got it? Because I'd like to see, too, how much better that one is.
Okay. Sure.
Sure
will.
Okay, talk to you later then.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
General Land Office.
Oh, please.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
I'm not in the office right now. Can I have him return your call?
Please. This is in purchasing.
Okay.
I'm at 3381, and I'm returning his call.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Longer.
Oh, she's gone and already?
Yeah, she took off the last 2 days, so I think she starts Monday up at Energy Resources.
Okay. Who could help me with an invoice, please?
Probably Dale. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
This is Dale.
Hi, Dale. This is Kay.
Mm-hmm.
I could have thought of this when you were down here a minute ago. I've been asked to check up on a GL5 purchase order, number 681 to Sperry. Would you please look it up and tell me whether it's still got a hold on the payment?
Okay, hold on just a second.
Thank you. Huh?
Can I call you back on this?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Chris Sheffield, please.
I'm sorry, Chris, it's away from her desk. May I take a message?
Yes, please. This is Kay at 3381.
3381?
Uh-huh. Would you ask her to call me about printers?
Okay. I wrote your name in the wrong place. Okay.
Okay.
About printers?
Mm-hmm.
Sure will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mama.
Thank you.
Hello?
Tom,
yes?
This is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, are you?
Just fine. Did you get the stuff I sent you on?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Here's an envelope.
Yeah, I sent you my suggestions for Rick's justification of the awards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got here.
Okay.
Is that what you're calling about?
Uh-huh, and the Houston Instrument contract, so.
Okay, well, let me read this over. Chances are whatever you think is fine with me.
Okay. What I did was, I just went and looked up the statute. I went up, looked up the state purchasing statute, and I took some language right out of the statute, because I thought if we, you know, used their own language,
yeah,
we'd have a... sound a lot better too.
I think that probably sounds like a good idea. Okay, let me read this and call you back.
All right.
And what about the Houston Instrument contract?
It looks fine to me. The only thing is, probably do need to get them to sign that bid, because from what I've read, you're not even supposed to consider a bid that hasn't been signed. But if we can, you know, just get them.
Well, isn't there a letter with that one?
Yeah. From Houston Instrument?
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, is not the letter, in addition to their contract, see, the letter has a signature.
Uh-huh.
Usually, that's acceptable, but if
is
you
it,
think it's not.
From just the rules, the way I read it was, they had to sign the bid, or it was an invalid bid.
Okay, well.
I'm not that familiar with the procedures, but that's just what the rules state.
Probably right about that one.
And I think what, do they have the original bid or the bid invitation?
They sent it back.
Okay. Well, if we could just get them to sign it.
Okay, I'll call them and tell them we have to have a signature.
Yeah, and get it signed before we sign the contract. I'm sure that'll be fine.
So you don't want to execute the contract yet?
Probably be better to either execute it on the same day that they sign the bid invitation.
Well, they'll have to mail it back.
Or
okay.
After.
Okay. All right, I'll tell them
that
we need to get the signed bid.
Well, the contract is fine. We can just, you know, wait to sign it.
Okay. Do you have that in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the GL number on that one?
6407.
That's 407. Okay. All right. Well, let me give them a call and read this thing over. And, well, I tell you what, if, have Rick rewrite the justification, or should we just do it?
We can probably do it.
Hello, I have...
He is out.
out for a while. He should be in around 10.
Well, that's okay.
Could I have you?
This Mac?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is... How are you?
Okay, how are you, Kay?
Well, good. Well, I'm fine. I was just calling to say, I'm not going to be able to make your wine tasting this Wednesday. My daughter's got a volleyball game, and I've missed almost every one this season, and so I really want to go. But I hate to miss it, too, and I want to say thanks for the invitation.
Okay.
Hope you will.
We will keep you in mind for the next one.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Sorry you couldn't make it.
Well, me too. Okay. It sounds really nice, but hopefully I'll see you at our next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
As far as I know, we'll be there.
You're planning to?
Right.
Okay, well, good. Well, as the time gets closer, I hope that'll hold.
Okay.
Okay, see you
thank
later.
Thank you,
Kay. Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Not doing so good at all. I'm so sick of this telephone. I'm just cussing something terrible. Not very loud, but
yeah.
It's going to get to that point where you're going to hear me down the hall. You may even hear me across the street.
Well, I'm glad that you're going to do it.
And poor Joe's virgin ears over here.
Well, you're coughing everybody up for him. He ought to be grateful.
Joe says, I remind him of his old drill instructor. I'm not that bad. I know I'm not that bad.
Well, kill him. It'll make the vendors will be so glad to talk to him. You'll have him properly softened up.
Oh, yeah.
Be all ready for him.
Dude, they'll probably complain about me and I lose my job.
Oh, I doubt it.
But I dare him sometimes.
I think the people over there value somebody who can do that. I don't know.
Don't
worry about that at all.
Well, we thought that they valued some people around here. Obviously didn't. I dare him, let him sit there and let me go, and then they see. They'll get some bimbo in here, though.
Who's
going to
want to take on that job? You guys, not me.
Well, see, this is it. They'll bring somebody in who's just a complete dummy, who just thinks, oh my God, I've got a job, you know, and it'll take them a year before they realize how much they hate it.
It's two or three, isn't it?
Just a minute. What? I swear, don't give me a hard time over here.
Well, we'll have to take care of him, too.
No, I'm just about ready to.
Well, I want to talk to you this afternoon, boy. You'll be best prepared, I think. Well, Ken, what are the chances I can talk to Joe?
Oh, pretty good, I think.
Okay,
let me find out. Hold on.
Thanks.
Hi, how are you?
Not very good.
No better than yesterday.
No.
Oh, what a shame. I'm sure it was going to improve.
Well, I did too, but no.
Well, you're still there. That's a good sign.
I don't know. What you need? You need to talk to Joe? Or?
Oh, yeah. Is he in today?
Yeah, he was not in this morning. He came in this afternoon, so...
Sure, I'd like to crack at him if there's nobody else in
the room. Well, he's on the phone. You're welcome to hold on a second, or do you have any time to call you back?
I'll go ahead and hold.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've got one more. You get this one, because David's probably still in the meeting.
He's not in the meeting, but he's gone.
Well, he's smart.
Yeah.
Since you left holding the bag
right.
For it anyway. On the micro maintenance contract, there's only one item of all 28 that has a multiple in it. It's the televideo terminals, and we've got three of them.
Yeah.
And technically, the way we asked for it to be bid, I see he's bid a monthly unit price of $10, but I think that could be construed as $30 for three terminals per month.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever talk about that? How do you think that Stephen Drury understands that?
I don't know how he understands that.
It was never spoken of.
Not while I was there. I was not there for the whole time that David talked.
So David might know that one, too.
He might know that one, but it might be something you have to contact the Drury or whatever his name is.
Well...
Is he the guy who played on Virginian or something? Wasn't that Drury? The television show, Virginian?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Gene is just telling me that Don was about Sperry Maintenance. That
okay.
22-month thing. Can I call you back?
Sure.
Okay.
Give
I'll do that. Thanks. Hello, John. How are you?
It sounds like Kay.
Oh, Jean was helping you. She said, this is Sperry Maintenance. Would you like to talk to us? Sure. Let me add on. I'm sorry you get stuck with this.
Have you got a copy of it?
Yeah. She just handed me the file.
Okay. You want to look at page 9?
Is that Joe?
No, this is John Moore.
Jean has Joe.
Sure.
This is our $500,000 mainframe, and I've been waiting to hear where
okay.
we are on that.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, Joe.
How are you, Kay?
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. Thank you very much.
Good.
And a lovely day, too.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Yes.
I snuck out at lunch. It's really good.
You,
to think of
that. That was not good.
It wasn't.
You're supposed to stay in your office and work, work, work.
Well, Jean and I went, she works in our office, too. We went together to... do some shopping, and
mm-hmm.
we each made each other come back.
Atta
girl. So maybe that's
yes, I know what you mean.
Like
that's it.
Well, I had a call from Paul today.
Mm-hmm.
After he called, I checked with your terminal over
mm-hmm.
there, and they said our order's not awarded.
It's still being typed. I talked to him this afternoon.
Oh, well,
we
usually
got...
when they say it's not awarded, that
no,
means
that just means.
Quite help. Oh.
See, it doesn't, the thing has to be done, and then it comes back down, and that's all taken care of.
Okay.
On a computer jobber, it's no sweat. They just go in and do a couple of things, and it shows.
So it's a technicality.
Yeah, that's all. It is, in fact, awarded. It is upstairs getting typed up. We unfortunately got in the middle of the school buses.
Oh.
So I just talked to, we have another supervisor. Well, I gave you that song and dance.
No.
Well, didn't I tell you? No, I mean upstairs in open market.
Oh, typing and all
yes,
that.
Yes. This
I
is Wellanda Neal has now taken over. She's our number 4 in, a month? So, anyway.
In 1 month?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very interesting. So, anyway, they are...
Flexibility training.
Yes.
Yes.
You got to be versatile. And I've called Paul and left a message for him. He wasn't there.
Oh, well,
and,
he told me he was coming over here.
Oh, okay. Well, it's being typed, and they put a rush on it. So, as soon as they can get to it, they'll get to it and get it down here. But,
okay. Well, I just want to make sure there wasn't another problem.
No. Oh, no, please.
Yeah. You got it, too.
Not that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, sounds real good, too.
Good enough.
All right.
Take
well,
it
take
easy,
care.
All right.
Bye-bye.